Welcome to Discover Indie Film. I'm your host, Jeff Howard, and today we've got a Four Questions episode. Leo Chor, who wrote, directed, pretty much did everything on the short film How to Get a Boyfriend, came on in and he did an interview, and now this is his answers to the four questions, which are: favorite films of all time, a film you think is underrated, a film you think is overrated, and a lesser-known film that people should seek out. Now, How to Get a Boyfriend, Leo's film, it was actually his senior thesis film at his undergraduate film program at Woodbury University. And hey, How to Get a Boyfriend is such a good film that it's already in the Discover Indie Film TV series. I happened to catch Leo right when he was ending his festival run with it, so we put it in the Discover Indie Film TV series on Amazon Prime Video. So if you go to Amazon Prime Video and you search for Season 2, actually search for Discover Indie Film, go to Season 2, Episode 2, it's actually the second film in that episode, so it's number 222. But anyhow, it's darkly funny, and hey, you probably, after seeing it, would want to know what this guy's influences are. You're about to find out.
Number one is Children of Men, if you've seen it.
One of mine.
Yeah.
I love that. That film's perfect.
Yeah, I find that. It's a masterpiece. Just everything about it. I think that's my number one film of any aspect, almost, of filmmaking.
Yeah, it's story, technical.
Yeah, sound, even cinematography.
Alfonso Cuarón, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it totally influenced just what I like visually, basically. Just wide shots, very little cuts, long shots. It's so much reliance, like, instead of, like, cutting, it's just the environment, practical effects, acting, just, like, just direction. Just, like, if you just start good, you don't have to, like, mess with it that much. And I think that's Alfonso's whole thing. And I just love it. And this, something that people don't really talk about is his sound design choice. Like, he respects perspective on sound. I don't know how much familiar you are with that, but basically, like, most movies, like the way they do Foley and everything, like everything just sounds crystal clear and close, especially the dialogue. It's always like, no matter where they are in the
Right, show, nothing sounds far away.
Exactly. And then, like, Alfonso, he really respects that. Like, things are like, they can be muddy clear. A lot of times you can feel like sort of this echo from, like, when it's like two sources. Like, in the beginning of the film, there's two TVs playing, and you can, like, hear that. It's like separate, like, which reaches your ear at separate times. And I love that. Everything about the way he does. And that goes with, like, all his movies, basically.
Yeah, no, he's incredible.
Yeah.
And the thing I was going to say is the film, the other thing I find so incredible about it with the storytelling is, I mean, it really is a war. There's a war going on, and the hero might be the most heroic character I can think of, and he never touches a gun. Never picks one up, doesn't commit one act of violence throughout.
He does, actually, but...
Wait, what's the act of violence?
When that British commander guy, and he's trying to, like, squeeze through the door, and he, like, smashes him with, like, a stone or something.
Oh, okay, yeah. But still the no-gun thing.
Yeah. It was purely self-defense.
But, right, right.
Yeah, it really is. He's a totally normal guy.
Yeah, like a hero of reaction, not of action.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, what comes next for you?
The Martian.
Matt Damon.
Yeah. I love that film. I can't talk about it as much as Children of Men, but, like, nobody dies. The whole film is just about helping this one guy. It's just wholesome, fun to watch. Even though it's, like, almost, like, 2.5 hours or something, I could watch that again and again. Yeah. It's funny, and that's it.
And do you have a third?
John Wick, I guess.
The first one?
Yeah, the first one. I mean, all three of them, but really, yeah. That is also, like, type of dark comedy, you could say. I guess, like, black comedy, but I think it's, like, a masterful blend of, like, cheesy comedy with, like, actual cool, like, action and everything. It's such a specific tone that I don't know how we got, like, just nailed consistently.
That's true, and it does an admirable job of, I mean, like, the stuff with the dog could have just been cheesy, right?
Yeah,
But instead it just works.
Worked.
And then you have this balletic acts of violence that are not Matrix-like. They're just... It's... I heard... I don't know. Maybe you know this. Is the director of those films like a stunt guy who Keanu worked with before and then they just collaborated and he said, stunt guy, you direct?
Yeah. I mean, he was actually Keanu's stunt double.
Stunt double.
Matrix. Yeah. And then I don't know really the backstory behind John Wick, like the making of, but like Keanu, like, yeah, he picked him specifically as a director. Yeah. I mean, those are just fun movies. You can watch again and again.
Those are great movies. And I think Keanu is, he doesn't get his just what he deserves, you know, cause I think, even if sometimes his performances aren't great, his ability to choose projects.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
All right. Well, question number two is that underrated thing.
Magic Mike.
That's kick-ass. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
I'm a Soderbergh guy.
Yeah?
So you're speaking my language.
Most people can't look past the male strippers part. And that's it. Like, they just hear that and they're like, oh, it's for girls. And anything, but like... I don't know. It's not a perfect film by far, but...
No, but it's good, and it's and Soderbergh still makes it artsy in a lot of ways.
I know. I love... I don't know. The tone of... Something about the conversation flow, it's very, like, just natural and realistic. I feel like he just, like, got them to improv most scenes. And then, like... I feel like some of my most favorite scenes ever is from Magic Mike. Like, the very beginning with Matthew McConaughey... It's like, can you touch this? Like, I find it hilarious. Like,
he is so funny in that.
He's great.
And he's playing it straight.
Yeah. I don't think it's criminally underrated, but I definitely think it's underrated.
Well, I don't think a lot of people acknowledge that. I mean, Soderbergh, I think, is one of our best filmmakers. He's a top filmmaker.
Mm.
And, you know, people love to praise Traffic and this and that. And then, yeah, they see that as the male stripper movie. But it has as many indie elements as anything, and artsy elements. And he does a lot with sound, right? Soderbergh will have characters, like, far away from camera.
Yeah, he does do that.
And you don't hear it like you're close to them.
Exactly, yeah. He keeps the production sound a lot, is what I noticed. At least in Magic Mike. He doesn't replace them with Foley or anything. He just lets it be. Noisy, basically.
And I think, I don't know if he still does, but for a while he did, he's his own camera operator.
Really?
Yeah, because he wants to break so many rules that I saw him at a Q&A and he was saying how he can't ask a DP to, like, send the aperture wide open and blast out the windows and screw everything up because then that person can't get hired again because people think that's their style.
Right.
So he just said, fine. And he just camera operated.
Man.
Supposedly. But I don't know if he's still doing it. But he did that for a while.
That's sad and cool at the same time.
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah.
Well, I like your pick. I like your pick.
Thanks.
It's criminal what those dudes look like.
It really is. It's really unfair.
It's the only time that we know how women feel.
Yeah.
When there's, you know.
99% of the time. Like,
well, fun question is number three. That's an overrated film.
I think Us is overrated.
Oh, the recent Jordan Peele.
Yeah. I was like the only one of my friends who just came out. I was like, I think that was like a 4.2, and everyone's like, what? I'm like, everyone thought it was like a 7 or an 8, but I think I watched that twice simply because, like, I'm missing something. Like,
in the theater, you went to see it again?
I was like, maybe, like, my, I don't know, like, I just had to, like, prove to myself it wasn't, you know, but I didn't like it at all both times. Not at all, but I think it's overrated.
I admittedly didn't see it yet. We have an 11-year-old, so I tend to not get to go to that many grown-up movies. I have to wait till they're on cable. Right. So now it's funny. Now I want to see Us so that I can see if I'm on Team Leo or Team Leo's Friends.
Yeah.
And then the last one is a lesser-known movie that people should seek out.
It's another horror movie. I just lean towards all horror or dark movies for some reason. But Oculus. I don't know if you've seen it.
I need to see Oculus.
Have you heard of it, at least?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that a Flanagan?
Flanagan?
Isn't... Wait, who directed Oculus?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, Mike Flanagan, who's on the board of Film Vision LA...
Oh,
directed Oculus.
Is he?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
But only as a favor to another board member. It's not like he's like in there watching films. You know, he's like, I'll be on the board.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's like a horror master.
Yeah, he is. But yeah, Oculus was great. It'll definitely come out. It's like much more like mind trippy, I guess. Not mind trippy, but puzzling. Maybe not puzzling. I don't know. There's a lot to it that weaves in and out and everything. It's very well done. And I think very little people have seen it.
Yeah, people talk about it, but I don't know if beyond the horror crowd.
Yeah. Because it's not even that scary at all.
Really?
It's,
so it deserves acknowledgement beyond the horror thing.
Yes. Yeah.
And those were Leo Chor's answers to the Discover Indie Film 4 questions. You know, I got to thank Leo. As you can tell, he's not really into being interviewed, and he's not really into talking on the mic, but... I invited him on, and he was a good sport. I appreciate him coming in, and I appreciate his answers, man. Those were some good films he named. Makes me want to watch a couple of them over again. And, man, I still haven't watched Oculus, but I'm going to. I'm going to watch Oculus. Time to do the house cleaning. Let's wrap it up with the festivals. I programmed two film festivals. The first is Film Invasion LA, and that's every June. And the other is the Sherman Oaks Film Festival that comes up every November. They both pretty much accept submissions throughout the year, so go to their respective websites. That's filminvasionla.com or shermanoaksff.com or shermanoaksfilmfestival.com. And Discover Indie Film is this podcast, and you can get info about that at discoverindiefilm.com. And if you're into social media, it's at DAFWINS on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. But it is also a TV series, so if you want to check out a lot of great, completely independent short films, go to Amazon Prime Video, search for Discover Indie Film, and enjoy the films. And if you enjoy them, why don't you be nice and give it 5 stars and review, right? Okay. I thank you for listening.